And this falls in your portfolio. This falls in your portfolio. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Julie Fedorchak. This is an informal on case number PU-21-424 and 21-431. It is January 5th at 1:32. And I'm Commissioner Julie Fedorchak, joined by Commissioner Randy Christman. And so we're out one commissioner now, so this is how it's going to be until a new commissioner is appointed by the governor and starts their job. So this is, I think, our first formal meeting as a body of two.
First one in 5 years.
First one in 5 years, yes. That's right, we've been here before. Should we be getting paranoid?
We can't seem to keep anybody with us for even 5 full years.
Oh, let's not think too much about what that might mean. All right. So I don't have any opening comments on this. I'm kind of excited to talk through the filings. So I am going to turn it over to Commissioner Christman for opening comments, and then we'll go around and kick things, introduce everybody and kick things off.
Okay, not much for opening comments other than to say that the pressure is really on because you don't have a single vote to lose now. can't afford to lose even one and get a positive motion passed. So with that, I'm ready to start.
Okay, very good. So this is an informal hearing involving only undisputed facts. If there are disputed facts, we will close the informal hearing and issue a notice of hearing. The applicant goes first in this type of proceeding. Before starting, I want to introduce, or want our staff to introduce themselves for the record, and then we can go around the table for any introductions by representatives of the company. And I'm guessing, Christine, you'll be the lead on that. And so we'll introduce our staff, and then you can introduce your team and can take it from there.
Victor Shook with Commission Staff.
Brian Johnson, Commission Legal.
Excellent. All right. Let's see here. Any handouts, material as well as audio, we'll talk about at the end will be probably admitted as evidence. So I don't know if you guys have handouts for the hearing. I don't believe I have anything. So with that, Christine, I think we'll pass it over to you, and you can introduce your team and take it from there.
Thank you, Commissioners. I'm Christine Anderson, representing Dakota Natural Gas here today. I am the corporate attorney for the company. I'm licensed in Minnesota, so in North Dakota, I run point on the regulatory affairs. I'm the only person from DNG that's present. However, as I'm sure you can see from your go-to meeting screen, the Mayor of the City of Portland, Mayor Mickels, has joined in the meeting, and the Executive Director of the Trail County Economic Development Commission, Jim Murphy, has also joined the meeting. In addition to that, the record reflects that Mr. Murphy submitted a letter in support of the project, which has been entered in and is appearing in the case docket.
Excellent. Thank you, Christine. Are you planning to make any comments?
I would just encourage the commission to approve the request. We do not have any additional handouts. I believe the record is complete with our request for jurisdictional determination. Our tariff change request is nothing more than to add the City of Portland and its environs to the list of areas served by the company and our tariff. We're not asking for any other changes to the tariff. We believe that this extension is appropriate, warranted, and most importantly, very exciting and good for the state and the City of Portland. As Mr. Murphy's letter in support reflects, the Trail County communities that we already serve have already begun to benefit from what is essentially a brand new system. Similarly, the community of Drayton, which is now in its second full heating season of service, has also benefited. And so we just see this as a simple extension. As the record reflects, this extension would be slightly less than 7 miles. It is plastic pipe. We anticipate approximately 123 customers. Our take rate is a 50% take rate assumption, as we have with the other plans we've submitted to the commission. We base our budget and our construction costs and our financial projections on a 50% take rate with the assumption that all 123 customers will sign up during the first year. While we recognize that that may not be the case, we believe that we'll get those signups quickly in the project, and it is within the tolerance of the financial projections. As I indicated in a recent email to Mr. Shook, the cost of the project is budgeted at just under $756,000. It's actually reflected in our budget at $755,900. So while the project is an expensive one, it's not so expensive that there's significant financial risk that would then create risk to our customers. I believe that the company stands on its service so far, even though we're new, as well as on our Minnesota counterparts service. I'm very pleased that our customers did not sustain any significant adverse impact from last February's weather projections, because as the commission is aware, we lock in most of our gas for very long term, and we do that to avoid those kinds of price fluctuations. We would encourage the commission to approve the plan and issue a certificate of public convenience and necessity. And while I know that you're a little short-handed right now, and there's a lot of things on the commission's plate, I would respectfully request that this be considered by the commission for a vote as soon as possible, given supply chain issues that everyone is aware of and the constant increase in materials costs. We'd really like to be able to lock in our materials orders and things as soon as we can so that we can get the supply and lock in cost in order to provide service as quickly as possible. With that, I'm available to answer any questions that you have or add any input that you might need. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Christine. Commissioner Christman, do you have any questions for Christine?
I do, just a few details. This is 2-inch and 4-inch pipe, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And in one of the filings, my take on it was that you were hoping to start construction right away, I suppose, with frost out here this spring, and to have the service available by the next fall heating system. Is that heating season? Is
yes.
That, correct?
That is our plan, is to have everything gassed up and ready to go as soon as we can, but in plenty of time for everybody to be prepared for gas next heating season. The sooner the better, because then people can deal with conversions and things like that. So it's not just about getting the gas flowing. It's also about customers being able to have time to do their conversions. And we have historically encountered with all of the companies, whether North Dakota or Minnesota, that while people are very quick to sign up for service, they wait to do their conversions until they know that the gas is flowing.
I would.
So would I.
When you say 123 customers, that means 123 meters, correct?
Yes. And that's a mix of residential, small commercial, the larger customers, based on the market estimates that our team has conducted, which involves communicating with people in the community for the larger customers. It involves communicating with them to determine, are they really ready to start using gas and things like that. It's not just a shot in the dark. So collectively, we think we'll have 123 meters.
Okay, and I think maybe my last one, because you pretty much went through everything that I wanted to highlight. On the document you sent on November 4th, it's a 13-page document, the original application. toward the back is attachment A that shows a map that has just the edge of Mayville and then over to Portland. Do you have that handy?
Yes, I do.
So on this new line going over there, closer to Mayville, but in the new section, what is that that's off to the north?
Honestly, Commissioner, I can't tell you specifically what that is. Because that's our marketing team and our ops team know exactly where they have put things, but I can tell you based on how I know they do map, that would be a larger customer. So maybe not large enough to be a full anchor customer. I don't know about that specifically. I know that we don't have any customers on this project that are what I would call large anchors in the same way that Crystal Sugar has been for both Drayton and Mayville. But when they make a run like that, it's because of some customer or set of customers that they know have indicated interest in using gas. Could be a school, could be a medical facility, could be a production company of some kind, not likely a truck stop sitting where it is. But I apologize that I don't have the specifics on that. It may be that Mr. Murphy or Mayor Mickles could easily identify that based on where it lies.
I don't have a copy of your drawing, but the school is in that area, and so is the Westwood addition for the city of Mayville, which was not hooked into the original gas customer base, but they may be, when you expand into Portland, hook in those residential customers as well. So I'm not sure what your team found, but I'm guessing that the bigger customer would be the school if they are converting to, if they're on, I don't know what they're using now. Maybe Jim, do you know what they're using now for heat?
Again, hold my feet to the fire. I'm not looking at the map either, but I do know that the school had signed up for it, and they're in that region. That's that in between. We call it no man's land because it's not Portland and it's not Mayville, but it's right on Highway 200 there.
And it's just a little bit north, Jim. Is it just a little bit north of the highway?
Yeah, 100 yards or less.
Okay, and that's close enough.
That's going to be the school.
Okay, yep. Thank you. And to kind of rein this in, because we have an electronic recording of this that's important. And so the first person after Christine that spoke was Portland Mayor Sven Mickles, and the second was Jim Murphy, the Trail County Economic Development Director. So
I was just looking at some maps. Sorry, this is Victor with staff. That looks to be there's a golf course up there with a housing development attached to it. This seems to hook up that golf course and those houses in that development.
Okay, thank you.
The school is nearby, but the school looks to be right off of the main line right near the highway, Highway 18.
And then on the same map, different question though, for the Portland area, there's of course the fingers going out from the main pipeline. Does that cover then all of the Portland city limit, or is there some portion that's for some reason being left out?
I believe that covers everything that that they would anticipate running the main to. There may be service lines obviously that extend off of that. Sometimes when these systems are designed, they identify all the areas where they need to put main, and then as the project gets rolling, something will unfold. And so the main changes just a little bit in some of those areas. But at this point in time, that would be operationally where our engineers anticipate all of the main running to be able to provide service throughout the city.
Okay. I don't have any other questions. Thanks.
Okay. Very good. I don't have any additional questions myself. Do Mr. Murphy or Mr. Mickles want to make any comments about this project, what it means to your communities? I know we've got one letter, but if you'd like to make any comments today, we'd be happy to hear from you.
Mayor Mickles here. I was just going to say that the city council unanimously is in support of this project.
Okay, very good. Mr. Murphy?
And yes, thank you, commissioners, for giving me the privilege to speak on this matter. All the math aside, which I don't always understand, and 2-inch, 4-inch pipes, I don't understand, but I understand that Dakota Natural Gas is a fantastic partner to work with, and we've been just grateful to have them working with us over the last year and a half on the Hillsboro and Mayville. And then, you know, this is, again, as Ms. Anderson pointed out, a natural extension from the Mayville build out to the Portland build out. And I hope, this is me, but to say this, I hope within a year we're talking about Hatton and we're tired. So I know I've got to get different people than you, Christine, to buy in on that. But I hope we're talking about Hatton at some point as well. So again, you've got my letter and that kind of, you know, details stuff, but just what a great group of people. They say what they're going to do, they do it, and then they do it when they're supposed to do it. It's fantastic. I mean, easy to work with. We had no complaints at all through our office. And in 18 months, I anticipated, you know, some calls, some kind of, you know, nothing. It was just smooth, really, really smooth. So thank you.
Excellent.
That's really good to hear. And I guess my only question, Mr. Murphy, would be, would you like to explain that beautiful artwork in the background?
Why not? Thanks for bringing that up. This is from last August, from our ribbon cutting on the first build out. We had a fantastic event at American Crystal Sugar, attended by one Commissioner Randy Christman and one Commissioner Brian Crotius, at among others. We had a great time. I mean, it was fun and great and fantastic to do. I don't know how close you can see, but there's, you know, the mayors from Mayville and Hillsboro in there, Steve and Terry, the chair of the American Crystal Sugar, Dave Mueller, our chair, Gary Niesman, and in the middle is Greg Palmer, and he's the president, or he had been president, now he's super chief. I don't know where you move on from president in an organization like yours, but super chief. And then, of course, our deputy director, Alyssa Short, on your far left, and me on the far right. So, yeah, fantastic. Great time. We hope to do one in Portland at the end of this one. So,
I'm going to change Greg Palmer's business cards. Then they will no longer read chief executive officer.
Super chief.
Thank you. And I just want to point out on the record that even though Brian and I were able to make it to that, our chair, Fort Fedorchek, has actually been an absolute leader in the concept of more natural gas development in North Dakota, and just had other conflicts that day. So my final question, though, and I want to come back to you, Christine. I forgot to ask this one earlier. What was the percentage take rate then in the end in Hillsboro and Mayville? Do you have those numbers?
You know, it has continued to increase, and I don't know the specific numbers. I can certainly get them and send them to staff. I can tell you it has exceeded our expectations, both in the Trail County communities and also in the Drayton community. We have been very warmly received and continued to get people signing up, and we'll get people still that ask if they can get on the line. And, you know, of course, now people don't want to pay frost charges, but they'll sign up. So we'll have people waiting in the wings as soon as we're able to start putting in more service lines. So it has exceeded our expectations.
And your expectations for those were 50%, just like the 50% you're using for this one, correct?
Yes, that's where the project was budgeted, based on a 50% take rate.
Okay, good news. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. What a great story. I love to see how this is unfolding in that area. It's such a big deal. And I share your thought, Mr. Murphy, that it goes to Hatton and continues to grow beyond that to get the gas out to new communities. I do love when I'm in a national audience to talk about how other places are kind of restricting and, you know, trying to slow down or impede natural gas development. But in North Dakota, we're actively pursuing more natural gas to our communities because it is the most efficient fuel for home heating. And we can't lose sight of that. And it's also really hugely beneficial for the industrial development. So it's great to see how this is taking off in your communities. And it's great to have a partner like your company, Christine, leading the way. So I don't have any additional questions. I hope I can come to the next groundbreaking or a ribbon cutting ceremony. I was, I think, sweltering in the desert southwest with my family on a trip to the Grand Canyon last summer when you were when you were celebrating. So I missed out. Yes, Mr. Murphy.
So with only two of you currently, it'll save us a stamp and another invitation. So, you know, I run a tight ship around here.
Good
so
job.
That we think about things.
Every penny counts. Okay. Any questions from staff?
This is Victor with staff. I don't have any questions. I had a couple earlier on that Christine was able to quickly answer for me. I don't see any issues with this application. I guess I would be, if the commission so desires, I would probably prepare an order for the next meeting to approve this. And just to kind of confirm the details, we would be granting Portland and its environs. I think that fun environs language we've used in previous cases with Dakota Natural Gas. One thing I will note, the cost estimate, I would say, is remarkable. Some other gas companies we deal with would likely probably $2 to $3 million mm-hmm. for a build-out like this. So I think it's commendable they were able to keep the cost down on top of it. And I would, again, agree with their 50% estimate of adoption is a good kind of baseline, but we have seen far higher adoption rates in the other communities they've served. So this is absolutely going to be a worthwhile extension, in my opinion.
Excellent. Okay, Randy.
Do we have a notice out for comments or anything? Could we move as quickly as the next meeting?
Yep.
Or do we have to give a time?
The notice of opportunity for hearing expired on Monday.
Okay.
All right. Very good. I don't think there's any other issues to address. So is there any objection to the evidence becoming part of the official record upon which a decision be reached? And that evidence would include the recording of today's meeting as well as all the filings that have been provided to date. Brian?
No. Dakota Natural Gas.
All right, very good. Then that will, today's recording will be added to the existing record and used for the basis of our decision. Is there anything else that anybody wishes to add, the company or staff? All right, then. I think that that concludes this informal hearing, which will now be closed. Thank you, everybody, for taking time to participate today and working through it so quickly. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Stay warm out there.
You too.
Thank you.